Well, meanwhile, the health authorities in Gaza say at least 21 people have been killed in Israeli attacks. Egypt and Qatar, which have been acting as mediators, have urged Hamas and Israel to hold new ceasefire talks, but nothing has yet been formalised. To discuss developments, we're joined by Greg Karlstrom, who's Middle East correspondent for The Economist. Greg, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Donald Trump has also been talking about progress towards a ceasefire. Is that wishful thinking, or might something be on the cards?
I don't think it's entirely wishful thinking, but I think it's going to depend to a large extent on sort of what happens in Israeli domestic politics going forward. You know, there's been some talk over the past few days that the Prime Minister Netanyahu, sort of buoyed by the war in Iran, might now be willing to call snap elections in Israel, might be looking to do that in the next couple of months. And that would probably change the governing coalition. It would remove the far right parties from the governing coalition in Israel. And that opens up the possibility for a ceasefire that they have blocked for many, many months. But we have to get from here to there first. And it's not clear that Netanyahu yet is willing to sort of make that pivot and take that political risk.
In the meantime, while many of us have been looking elsewhere, I mean, the death toll has continued to rise.
It has. Hundreds of people, probably close to 1,000 people killed in Gaza whilst the war in Iran was going on. Much of it seems to be in connection with these very shambolic aid mechanisms that have been set up over the past month to try and distribute food in Gaza. The large crowds that have been forming around a limited number of distribution centers, they have come under fire repeatedly by Israeli troops. You've also had similar scenes playing out in the northern part of Gaza, where there's been some aid allowed to go in independently, separate from this so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. There have been reports of aid trucks being hijacked, being commandeered in the north. So the situation no better than it was 2 weeks ago, even though, as you say, everyone looked elsewhere for a while.
And as you're talking about Iran, we've had this video message in the past hour or so from the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. What's he been saying?
I think the video was a proof of life more than anything else. His comments were about what you would expect, very formulaic. He congratulated the Iranian people on what he called their victory over Israel. He said that the missile strike on Al Udeid, the American air base in Qatar, was a major blow to the United States, trying to talk up Iran's supposed accomplishments in the war. But I think really the reason he released that video was because he hasn't been seen in public for days now, and people were starting to wonder about his health, about his well-being, about whether or not he's actually still running the country, or if some power has been passed over the past couple of weeks, delegated to military commanders and to other officials. So I think more than anything, he just wanted to show his face after a prolonged absence.
And we also have this ongoing claim and counterclaim about Iran's nuclear facilities and about how damaged they are after those American airstrikes last week, those strikes on three nuclear sites. I see that within the past couple of minutes, the US Defense Secretary saying that Iran's nuclear facilities were effectively destroyed. There's also been another assessment of the damage, this time from the CIA. What's that one saying?
Well, all of the assessments coming from named officials in the administration are echoing what Donald Trump said in the hours immediately after the strike on Sunday, when he claimed that Iran's nuclear facilities were obliterated, completely and totally obliterated, he said. So there's a press conference going on right now at the Pentagon, as you say. The defense secretary just spoke. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is speaking now. They are all repeating this message, but it's become very politicized at this point. Everyone is responding to this leaked report from one of America's intelligence agencies, which said the strikes may not have been as successful as the president announced. Now, that was one preliminary report based on a limited amount of intelligence. The authors of the report said even they didn't have high confidence in their conclusions. But That one leak seems to have greatly upset the Trump administration. And so now you have the CIA director, the director of national intelligence, all sorts of other officials echoing the president's line. None of this is a good way to do intelligence assessments, right? It's become intensely politicized. And I think anything coming out of the administration at this point is very hard to trust.
Greg, thank you very much for talking to us. Greg Karlstrom there of The Economist in the Middle East.